First law, how could you learn Pshat this Mishnah? How could you make the exchange your cow for his ox? The Torah Adamim, it doesn't work. The Torah Chalipin, according to Rav Nachman, it doesn't work. Our Korach was forced to say to Rav Sheshes Matarot's law that Avada Rav Shlokas holds like Rav Sheshes that Paris, you could make a Kinyan Chalipin with Paris. Therefore, an animal is called like Paris, so with the animal you could work the Torah Chalipin. Even though the Torah Adamim, paying for it, you can't make a Kinyan by paying for it. Because Midiraisa Rav Shlokas holds, money is not a kinyan, only Meshicham. So the only way the Mishnah says you can make the kinyan is with a kinyan chalipin. And Rav Shlokas holds, like Rav Sheshes, that Paris animals can also make chalipin. So now I'm going like this. Kol ha-metaltlim kreine zeh zeh. All metaltlim can be kreine one or the other. The young Rav Shlokas said, what does it mean? The afilu kis moly moit, even have a bag full of money. The kis moly moit, as I could buy you for you your bag full of money by giving you my bag full of money. So how does it work? Irish Lucas says, with donim, with money, you can't buy something. So it has to work with Teres Chalipin. I was saying now, Matabeya, money. You cannot make a king of Chalipin with money. Gemara says, Tirgamo, Revacha, the dinar anko, the yanigro. We're talking about that the coin that was spoiled already, that is not in currency anymore. Therefore, it's not called a Matabeya. It's called like a kli. And therefore, you can make a king of Chalipin. But that's what it says over here, Kol ha-metaltlim, which means a kiss molly mois, I could sell you for your kiss molly mois, means the Torah is chalipin. Even though we hold money cannot be used for kinyan chalipin, I can't give you a dollar bill for kinyan chalipin, but here we're talking about the money was spoiled money. That's not called kesef, therefore you could use it for chalipin. I need both cases of anarchy, venig, and echo shepherds lost the malchus. One of them means that the malchus said you can't use it anymore. The echo shepherds lost the medina, that your private city, then it says you can't use it. These are the two coins. The Mosul Tzrich, I need both cases. If the kingdom now said, listen, this last coin, this quarter, is not in use anymore, Mishum Lasagi Klal, as the king says, you can't use it, you can't be used anywhere. So that's not called money, that's why you could use it as a chalitin. Avo Paslosa Medina, if only your city said not to use it, then the Sagi Lab Medina Achriti, you could use it in another city though. The king didn't passel it, it's only your city passeled it. So this money could be used someplace else. Aim, I would have thought to say, even in your city that's not usable, Akati Matabeyu, maybe it's still called like money, and Vien Matabeyu Nikta Chalipin, and with money you can't make a Kenya Chalipin. That's the Chiddush know, that since in your place right now it's not usable, it's not called money, therefore you can make Chalipin with it. Viyashmina Paslos the Medina, if you'll tell me what, that is talking about the cases where in your city they said not to use it. People do not use it at all in that city. Not even privately they don't use it. But when the king said not to use it, the king is only mafid not to use it openly. But privately, people still use it for exchange. And so, maybe it's still called money since privately it could be used on the black market like and if so, since it could be used, it's still called like money and money cannot be used for chalipin, tricho. That's the Chiddush, you know, that Lamaisa, since it's not the currency that can be used openly, that's not called money, it goes into the cloud of Teri, and therefore you could use it to make a Kinyan Chalipin with it. Omar Rav Huna, Rav's the name of Rav Huna. If somebody says, Mocha li di elu, like I have a bag of money here. I said, listen, I want to buy you a hat with this bag of money. I didn't say the price, I didn't say how much, I just said with this. Rashi says, Kona means, or so, Locher is Kona. Rashi says the case is lekeach yemokli dielu. Ochas biyodei moit. The guy is holding a bag of money, and he says to his friend, "Sell me your hat for this bag of money." We don't say how much money, just for however much is here. Now, such a case, locher is kona. The kinyan is good. There's such a kinyan like this. We'll soon see why. The chorit's money. I money is not kona. We'll soon see why. But v'yesh le'olavayno. If the guy jipped you, if he paid too little, or the guy paid too much, more than a sixth. That's called a no, you could be chayzer. That's the lock of a no. If he charged you more than a six, you could retract. So in such a case, if you paid more than a six or less than a six, it has a din of a no. Now, kono, why do we say kono the chayfet? Means af, and says, what's the shot? Af agav the lay moshach. Even though you did not move the chayfet, I did not make a mashiach on your hat. Still, when I give you the bag of money, I own your hat. Why? Techivon the lay kopit kono. Because since you're not makpid how much money was right here, so it's not called like I'm paying you b'teris money, but the chi chalipin dami. It's like a king of chalipin. Rashi says, a kind of parok though, I've way my bed, nikkus the chalipin. How could it work for Teres Chalitza? It's like an exchange. In other words, I have this bag full of money here. I said, listen, for this bag full of money, I want to buy your hat. And the guy says, okay. I didn't tell you how much money is here. But since I didn't say there's $10 here, it's not the fact I'm paying you for your hat, but I'm making an exchange now. You take this bag of money, and the Chalitza in exchange of that, I get back your hat. So therefore, it's kona. But the kasher is, I am at day is not nikta b'chalipa, we'll soon see. Now, it says, but the yesh li'olav I know, if the guy paid or less a sixth, then it's bottle. Why? To mochel li'di'elu komalei. He said, I want to sell you this. Rashi says, loshin nemchar, v'loy loshin chalipin. He did not use the loshin chalipin. He used the loshin of mechira. But since he said, v'loshin mechira, therefore he said, has dine mechira, that if you paid more or less than a sixth, it's bottle. Rav Abba Omar Rafuna. Mochali Bielu. Somebody says, I want to buy your hat with this bag of money. Kona, I own your hat. Bielu Yolav I know, but there's no din I know. But it's not called the Mechira. It's not called that I'm buying it with money, but it's a Kenyan Chalipin. When I make a Chalipin, then there's no din I know. I'm not kind of because of the value of it. I'm kind of the Kenyan Chalipin. Even though I gave you a six more, a six less, the Kenyan Sukhal. But so Pshita. Now, okay, Pshita's like this. Pshita. So it's for sure, domin v'yein makfer aleihem ho karmina dekoni kechalipin domi. That even if there's money here, who are not makfer how much money it is, then the kinyan is chal, because it's like a chalipin. I'm not saying I'm paying $10 for it. I'm saying with the kinyan chalipin, I want your hat with this bag. That's all. The Rashi says, like nosim leimoyet oy chayfes b'shvil chayfes acham. But there is domin for lehikfer aleihem lirasim yeshnan kvei shavim. You did not like look and see exactly how much it's worth. In such a case, it's kechalipin domi and kinyan eschal. What about chalipin and makper aleihem? Let's say Rashi says nosim lechayfes techayfes. But there's chalipin. Like I want to listen. You give me a hat, and I'll give you back my shoe. Kedin kinyan shekreinim besuder. But is there makper lira sheyasud shavu kolkach? Even though you said, Bateras Chalipin, I'll give you my shoe if you give me a hat. But he also said, let me make sure. How much is your hat worth? $10. How much is my shoe worth? $10. Okay. Since they're makbid, that it should be the value of 10 for 10, then the locker is... that's a shalom. What's the locker in such a case? Mine. Again, Chalipin or makbid aleihem. Where I'm making a kinyan Chalipin, but I'm makbid to make sure the exchange is the exact value. What's the locker? Is there a kinyan or not? Omer Rav Ada Barava, Toshima, come in here. It says, Harei Shehoyu Teifish, Parosoi, if you're holding on to your cow, V'yoymed, Uvo Chaveru, V'yomalei, the person comes and says to you, Paros Cholama, what do you want to sell your cow for? L'chamor, Anitzara. The guy says, I want to sell my cow because I need a donkey. So the guy says, very good, we'll make a shidduch here. Yesh L'chamor, I have a donkey. Shani Noisem Echo, that I'll give to you. But Paros Cholama, how much is your cow worth? The kach v'kach is worth $100. Now, chamorcha v'kama, how much is your donkey worth that you want to make the exchange for? The kach v'kach also is worth $100. In such a case, it says clearly, moshach balach chamorcha poro, as soon as the owner of the donkey makes the mashiach as kind of the power of the cow, loy hispik balach poro limshach, even though the owner of the poro did not make the mashiach on the chamor yet, limshach at the chamor, at shemei tachamor, even and the chamor died, Loikona balchamor es haporo. That the balchamor is not kind of the poro. The king is not chal. So chura, what do you see from here? Shema mina chalipin umakpan aleihem loikona. That it doesn't work with teres chalipin. Because a regular chalipin, as soon as one person is kind of one part, automatically the other part belongs to the other one. So here, as soon as I made a kinyan on his poro, automatically my chamor belongs to you. So the chamor died a second later, it's your tough. It died by you. Since it says here not like that, that the mechir is bottle, so we see, even though I'm making an exchange, my power for your chamor, but since I'm saying exactly $100 for $100, that's not called the kinyan chalipin, but it's called malateras a kinyan a peroyin. Therefore, malateras peroyin, it's only koino when I make meshicha. But just the fact I'm paying for it, that is not the kinyan. So that's the proof here. Shemamim, here's a good proof. That chalipin or makter aleihem. The case where you want to make a kinyan chalipin, but you makter the exact amount of money, Lekona does not go with Tiras Kinyan Chalipin, but rather a Kinyan is a Kinyan of regular Meshichas. Before you made the both Meshichas, it's no good. Omar Rav Rava said, Oto Chalipin v'shuftoni yasinon, lekasti, like monitor every Chalipin, is any time as a guy like a Shaita, he just exchanges things without looking how much it's worth, Like every time you make an exchange, you want to make sure chavah b'chavah. Ella's like this rather. Kol chalifin nikvat kofti b'kona. Havad, every time you make an exchange, you always want to make sure it's the exact amount. I have a right to say, is your hat worth $10, my shoes worth $10, then we'll make the exchange. So even though we're not fit to have an exact amount of an exchange, there's still a good kinyan chalipin over here. So why did I say before by the Baal HaChamor and the Baal Parah, the kinyan is not chal? For Hocha b'mayaskinon, here we know what we're talking about over here, the Yocha b'mayaskinon, the Omalei, Chamor b'Parah, utleh. I say, I'll sell you my donkey if you give me your Parah and a tleh. As he had a real good donkey, and his cow wasn't so good. So I'll only sell you my Chamor if you give me your cow with your tleh, with the sheep. Oh, Moshe, now what happened was you went and made a Mashiach on the Parah, but the Adayin LeMoshech has a tleh. You were not turning the tleh yet. That's not called a good Mashiach at all. That's why the Chamor is not Kona. You know, you didn't make the Kinyan Chalipin at all. In the case you made a good Kinyan Chalipin, then Avada would be Chal. Olamah, what we just say, Mochali B'yelu Kona. If I say, listen, I want to buy a hat for this big, so the Mechira is Chal. Yesh the Olamah, no, but it's called a good Mechira, and therefore, if it's more than a six's bottle. Leima, Zemar says, Sabar Rafuna Magdei Nasa Chalipin. El Chura, the Elu means with this money. If you give me money, the Teres Chalipin, you have to say, Rav Huna holds, with coins, you could make chalipin. Moshe says, Loi, Rav Huna sovla k'Rav Yechanan. What do you want to say? Rav Huna holds like Rav Yechanan. Here it's not a kinyan chalipin. The Teres Chalipin taka, since it's coins, with coins you can't make a kinyan chalipin. But rather goes like Rav Yechanan. The Yom of the Rav Yechanan, Shitter is, Tva Teira Moyev Kainan. Me, the Yeraisa, with the money, you could buy something. If so, Umifnei Marom, Mashiach Kana, why did the Rabbanim say nothing doing with the money? You have to make a Kinyan Mashiachom. It's the Gzeira, Shema Yoyim Allah, Nisafachitech Ab Yaliyam. It's the Gzeira, Midi Rabbanim, that maybe people say your chitim burnt. Like we said before, that if you pay money for somebody for your wheat, so then as soon as the owner gets the money, he doesn't care about the wheat, there'll be a fire in his house, he won't go to sell the wheat, and he won't go to save the wheat. And the Rabbanim wants you to save it. The Rabbanim said nothing doing with the money alone. That wheat still belongs to you, so you watch it. Now, that's only with the Rabbanim. Therefore, milk to the Shechicha goes to the Rabbanim. A normal way of paying something for money, Rabbanim, that is zero. But the milk to the Shechicha goes to the Rabbanim. Over here, to take a bag of money and say, with this bag, I want to buy your hat. Even though you don't say exactly how much money is in the bag, you don't care about the money, that's why Shechicha. You usually don't buy it like that. Whenever you buy, you say clearly, how much is the hat? $10? He'll take out exactly $10. But some to say, I have a bag of money here, and with this bag of money, I want to buy a hat, that's not shchiach. So since it's a milsa b'lo shchiach, and since it's only in the rabbanim that kesef is no good, over here there's a golden teres kesef. This is the first verse is very good. It's not a kinyan teres kesef. And therefore it says that if there's an oinor, it's more than a sixth book. Oh, malay marhuna, bray, marhuna bray, the Rav Nachman, the Rav Ashi, the Rav Ashi. Osen you, hochi masnitsa, this is the way you learned it. Anan os, hochi masnitsa, we learned it like this. That the Chaynam Rav Huna also said, Ein Matvei Nasa Chalipin. We learn Chlor, Rav Huna said clearly, Matvei cannot be used to make a Kinyan Chalipin. If so, but my Kona. If so, where is the Kinyan? No, the period. But also, Ein Matvei Nasa Chalipin. If so, how does it work? Like we just said, the reason why the Kinyan works is he holds like Rav Yechanan. That means the Yirai is the Mois is Kona. It's only the Rabbonin, and that's only Milsa L'Shchiach. Milsa L'Shchiach goes to the Rabbonin. Here's the Milsa L'Shchiach, that's where the Kinyan takes place. Now it's New Gemara. We had the shallow Kinyan Chalipin. If I want to buy something off you, so make a Chalipin. I give you something in exchange for your hat. So now, how do we make this Kinyan Chalipin? Bama Koinen. Rav Rama Bekele Shokoinen. Rav says, whoever wants to buy the hat, if you want to buy that, you have to take out your handkerchief and give your handkerchief to the owner of the hat, and then automatically the hat becomes yours. But the Chalipin has to be with the Kalim of the Koinen. The Nichole Le Kenuyei to Lehevei Makne Koina. That the Koina, the one that's buying now, is happy to give away his handkerchief to the other person. Kihecha de Ligmar Velikne Le. In order that the owner of the hat can want to sell me back the hat. So Chalipin always works. I give you my handkerchief in order to get from you. So whoever's buying it has to get out his handkerchief. That's why if the Rav is buying Chametz off you, the Rav takes his handkerchief and gives his handkerchief to you. And you pick it up in your kind of a handkerchief. So because that you're kind of a handkerchief, you're matna back to the Rav all your chum. That's what we hold. That you have like Rav, that Caleb shall claim. However, yeah. The lady, my lady says no. The Caleb shall matna. It's the one that wants to sell it. The owner of the chum, or the owner of the hat, who wants to sell his hat, he has to give his handkerchief to the one that wants to be kind of the handkerchief. It's the Caleb shall matna. Kerevinu l'meim l'kamonik. We'll soon explain why. He darshens the pasuk this way. Now, oh, malei rafuna midya sikrusa l'rava. Rafuna says he has a kasha to rava or the levi. According to Rav Levi, he yomah bekeilu shemakne. How does every kinyan chalitin work? It's the makne, the one that's selling his hat. He has to give his handkerchief away also. If so, hakakani arya agav glima. Like you could sell karka also with chalitin. How does it work? If I want to sell you my land, so I give you my handkerchief, and the schus that you're carrying my handkerchief, you're also carrying my karka. So it comes out that agav my handkerchief, you're carrying my karka. In Cain is so, hevulei nechostim sheisa machrayis, that means karka, v'nitim nechostim sheisa machrayis. You can be carrying it with a handkerchief, with metaltlin. And you're not us, we learned in the Mishnah and Kedusha, you're not like that, ipcha tenan. That nechostim sheisa machrayis, nitim nechostim sheisa machrayis, metaltlin, you could tell when you sell karka. If anybody buys karka, so agav the karka, you could acquire also any metaltlin you want from the same matne. But nechostim sheisa machrayis, yeah, but that's all. Not the opposite way. Or Malay, he said back like this. If Levi would be here, have a nafik li apoch, pulls to the nura. He would like fight back, or punch you back with two, with fire. Knows what kind of kasher is this? Mi savra glima, mi savra glima matni lei. Do you think the kinyan is a glima? Do you think that since like the matna now, the one to sell his house, so I give you my handkerchief, you think because you're carrying my handkerchief, I grab the handkerchief, that's what Levi meant to say. You also carrying the house? No. Tehi hano, to call the kabu minei, it goes to teres hano. What happened now? I give you my handkerchief. So with this hano, this enjoyment, that you're accepting my handkerchief, goma viatnilei, with that hano, if I give you something, and you accept it, I have enjoyment that you accepted what I gave you. So that enjoyment that you gave me, that you accepted my matana, I'm now with that hanor, it's like money, with that hanor, I'm the matana, the chavis back to you. That's how the kinyan works. That's how chalipin works. Chalipin is not an exchange. Just I give you something. And if you accept it, so the enjoyment that I have, that you accepted it, it's like you gave me something. So that you gave me, with that, I'm gomro matana, whatever I want, back to you. That's the machlekes Rav and Levi. Commercial is really kitanoi. There's also machlekes tanoi. The pasuk says in Ruth, V'zoislef nimbi Yisroel, al hagul of yalat tmuro, lekayim kol dover, that sholof ish noloi, v'nosn reyeh, we took off his shoe and he gave it to his friend. This is the pasuk of chalitin. So now, gula, the pasuk says gula zu mechira, they wanted to sell the property. V'chayinu waimel la yigo, not to be girl property. Tmuro zu chalitin, not the king of chalitin. V'chayinu waimel la yachle, v'chayinu b'la yom roysoi. Now, lekayim kol dover, sholof ish noloi, v'nosn reyeh. The person that wanted to make this kinyan chalipin here, they took off the shoe and they gave it to one another. The question is, who gave to who? Did Boyez give it to the Goyel, or did the Goyel give it back to Boyez? Me nosen la me. Boyez nosen la Goyel. Boyez wanted to buy it now, did he give it to the Goyel? Yabudu Amar, Goyel, so Tanakamis me nosen la me. So Boyez nosen la Goyel. Tanakamis says, Boyez gave his hand, gave the shoe to the Goyel. So that's like Rav. That Boyez wanted to buy it. So Boyez gave his shoe to the Goyel, to the one that's selling it, and once he gave over his shoe, that's the Kinyan Chalipin, now I get back the property. That's what Rav holds, right. Then you do Amma know Goyel not from the Boyez, the girl gave it over to Boyez. That's like Levi. So it's a machlokes tanoim. Tanoim we learned. Koinim the Kli, Afal Pi Shem Mashiach Fruta. You have a right to name the Kinyan Chalipin with a Kli, even though it's not with the Shem Mashiach Fruta. As the Nol is lapped up, it's worth the Shem Mashiach Fruta. Amr Rav Nachman says, L'shanu el of a Kli. You could only make a kinyan chalipin with a kli, something like a shoe, a kli. Avul b'peirilai, but with peiris or animals, no. Rav Sheshi Sama no afil b'peiris. You could even make a kinyan chalipin with peiris also. Mor says, now my time with Rav Nachman, the time of Rav Nachman, that only kli, or makror, the pasuk says, no aloi. No alin, midi achrin aloi, it says it took off a shoe. Mashmoni, something like a shoe, that's a kli, and not with peiris. My time with Rav Sheshi, what Rav Sheshi says, no, even peiris. Or makror, lakayim, cold over. Mash with anything. Rosh is l'kayim, it means b'chol dover. With anything you can make a kinyan chalipin. Only not kesef, not matbeya. Now the Rav Nachman, now for the Gemara, tziv l'kayim kol dover, I Rav Nachman, also said l'kayim kol dover, who l'kayim kol dover the nikmin, the manu. Means anything you could buy with a manu. What you have to use a kli. But when you use a kli for chalipin, you could be carrying anything with a kinyan chalipin. For the Gemara, Rosh Hashem, now you tziv nolo, I says nolo, why don't we dash only Yeshua and not Peiris? Om lo Rosh Hashem, my nolo dover mesuyim. Just means something's exact. The Dover Mesuyim, a complete thing. Rashi says it means Sholem. Something complete. Afko Dover Mesuyim. La Fuki Chatziriman. You can't make a Kinyan Chalipin with a half a pomegranate. or if you have a torn handkerchief, you can't use the torn handkerchief. You have to make sure when the Rav uses his handkerchief, it's a complete handkerchief. If he has a ripped handkerchief, you can't make a kinyan chalipin with it. It has to be shalom, not ripped. The chatzi yegrin. He delayed, that's no good. Omega sheish is great, the Rav Hidi, keman kas bin an idna. When we write up a shtala to make a kinyan chalipin, we write up and say, demona de kosher lo matni dey. You have to use a kli that's kosher to be used. So what do we say this for? The mana is a kli, the korol afukim rasheshes, not like rasheshes. Mashri could only use a kli and not peris. The yomah kainim the peris, not like rasheshes. Whole peris is good. So we said that's a kli and not peris. Then we say the kosher lafukim and the shmuel. The yomah he says kainim the maruka.
Yeah, the maruka. All right, turn over.